Come on in. Hey, good morning. How can I... Oh, hi. I remember you from orientation. I didn't think I'd be seeing you so soon. It's only the morning of the third day of camp. You joined the, which bunk did you join? Oh, yeah, that's right. I was there last year. How are you liking it? No, sorry. You're here for a reason, huh? I mean, of course you are. No one comes to the nurse's office just to chit-chat. what's going on? Oh, a sprained ankle, you think? Oh, that's awful. Here, hop up on the table and let me take a look. Go ahead and take your shoes and socks off and just tell me what happened. Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, there's no AC in here, so I've got the window open for some air. But yeah, it can get pretty hot. Yeah, feel free to take your shirt off if it gets too bad for you. Nothing. So, basketball, huh? Yeah, I've seen you out there playing some. You're really good. But yeah, that'll do it. You know, basketball is rough. You gotta be careful out there. Alright, well, yeah, it is looking a little swollen. And here, does that hurt? Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, it seems like it's pretty tender. Alright, well, I'm going to agree with you that it's sprained. Do you think you can come back here with me? Oh, I've just got another place where you can lay down. It's closer to all of my supplies, and it'll be easier for me to get you wrapped up. Here. Just this way. Yeah. Another step. It's in this other room back here. Oh, it's just another office room. I turned into my supply closet. Yep. And there you go. Now just lay back on the couch there and relax while I go grab a few things. I'll be right back. Alright, here we go. First, I want you to take these pills. Oh, it's just something to help with the pain. And here's some water. Good. Alright, now I'm going to sit here on the coffee table. You give me your ankle. Yep. And just set it right in my lap, and I'll get it all wrapped up for you. Wow, your calves are really big. Oh, sorry, I'll be gentle. And there, how's that? Too tight? Okay, good. Now you're gonna wanna stay off that for a good little while. Oh, well, no, you can't go back to your bunk. No, you really need to just stay here, right here. Look, I'm the nurse, I know what I'm talking about. Woozy. Oh, it's probably just the medicine. I forgot to mention that it might make you tired. Yes, I promise it's okay. Let me take care of you. Now all you have to do is lie back and just rest, okay? There he is. Shh, shh, shh. You're all right. You're in the nurse's office with that busted ankle, remember? And I've been taking care of you all day. You're fine. You're fine. That? Oh, well, you kept trying to mess with that bandage around your ankle, so I... Well, I had to tie your hands above your head. Oh, it's okay. You don't need your hands for anything right now. I'm here. I'll get you whatever you need. Leave? No, you don't need to leave. No, 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 you don't. I'm going to take care of you. You're sure? Oh, well, as we talked about before with the AC being out and it getting so hot, you just started sweating a lot, and I was worried you were going to overheat or something. So I just took your shirt off for you. It's just right over there. No, you don't need it. It's nighttime now, but it's still really hot in here. There's not a window in this room, so it gets pretty stuffy. I promise it's much better in here without your shirt on. That way I can really monitor your breathing and feel for your heartbeat, just to make sure you're still doing okay. Maybe you haven't noticed yet, but I'll just go ahead and tell you. Your feet are tied too. You were moving around a bit too much in your sleep, and I was afraid you were just going to injure that ankle even more. So, yes, you're completely bound for your safety. And yes, you're shirtless. Also safety related, of course. How are you feeling? No, no, no. Screaming for help isn't going to get you anywhere. Besides, who would come help you? The most qualified person is already here, duh. And I already told you, I've been taking very good care of you. Do you not think so? Is there anything I could be doing better? Let's see. Oh, I bet you're still just too hot. Let's lose these shorts then. I can't risk untying you, so we'll just pull them down to your ankles. How's that? Any better? Still not? Oh, poor thing. I bet that ankle is hurting and just making you miserable. Maybe I should take your mind off it? How about I rub these muscles of yours? I bet they're super sore from all that basketball, huh? Your shoulders and down your chest. How's that? Maybe even a little further down your stomach to your cock. Well, a few little rubs and you're already getting so hard. Poor thing. Along with a busted ankle and tight muscles, you must be pretty needy, How's camp been treating you so far? I know it's only been 3 days, but a lot of our campers hit the ground running with their sexual proclivities. Have your bunkmates maybe been getting a little more action than you so far? You poor, poor thing. You know that's only the case because you haven't come to visit me sooner, right? But don't worry. You're here now, and like I said, I'm going to take very good care of you. Here, let's get these briefs down too. Oh, there he is. Fuck, look at you. Bound at your hands and feet and sprawled naked on my couch with your cock pointing straight in the air just waiting for me. In such a perfect position for me to get on my knees beside you and have your cock right at mouth's reach. Just relax. You can let yourself feel good. I know your ankle still hurts. That's why you keep squirming and yelling so much, but I'll keep you here just as long as it takes to get you all better, okay? Don't focus on the pain. Focus on me. That's it. Let yourself enjoy it. It's okay. No one else has to know. This can just be our little secret, right? You tied up here in my supply closet while you're on the mend. Me coming to check on you and take care of you in all the ways I mean you need it most. Just like this. With your perfect cock filling my mouth up. Making me. Gag. Fuck yes. That's it. You can buck your hips up into me. I know you want this just as much as I do. You want to come down my throat, don't you? And do it. Give it to me. You'll feel so much better. Well, of course I know what I'm talking about. I'm the nurse. Now come for me. That's in order. As part of your healing regimen. You need to come for me at least once a day until you're all better. That's it. Give it to me. Here you go. Yes, please. Fuck. That's it. Good boy. Alrighty. How are you feeling now? Well, it might take a few days, but you'll get there. I'm gonna leave you to sleep for the night now, okay? But I'll be right next door. The nurse's bunk is right here in the office, so I won't be far, got it? Maybe tomorrow your ankle will be well enough and we can move you into my bed. How's that sound? Good. Night night.